We are following some developing news with gusty winds and a high fire danger. We have three grass fires burning right now in the North Bay, the largest of which is known to have broken out in Napa. 200 acres burning off Atlas Peak Road and Silverado Trail. That's south of Lake Berryessa. Another fire burning in Windsor. Both directions of Highway 101 are closed at Shiloh Road. And multiple fires burning tonight in Napa, Solano, and Sonoma counties. In Sonoma County, there is a fast-moving fire. Evacuations are being ordered along Porter Creek, Petrified Forest, Franz Valley, and Mountain Home Ranch Road. We just got off the phone with Bela Ramos, chairwoman of the Napa County Board of Supervisors.
Evacuations are Atlas Peak Road, including the entire Silverado Country Club, the Silverado.
We have a number of mandatory evacuations. We have some advisories. If you feel unsafe, leave.
Let's begin our live coverage in Sonoma County with KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub. Jeffrey?
Susan, I've been making my way up Highway 101 trying to get into Santa Rosa. I spoke with 16-year-old Michelle Martinez.
We had to leave. We had to get everything and just leave. And when we were coming out, we saw a bunch of trees on fire. Everything was crashing down. The McDonald's and the Taco Bell close by were catching on fire. It was really bad. By now, I probably lost my house.
We understand that the Kaiser Medical Center in northwest Santa Rosa has at least a partial evacuation going on at this time. Reporting live in Sonoma County, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Let's go live now to Napa, where thousands of people, it would seem, have evacuated and have headed where? Here's Tim Ryan.
Well, Stan, every evacuee that I've spoken with has a harrowing tale to tell. John Campbell lives near Highway 121 in Napa Road in the Sonoma area.
I woke up, saw orange in the bedroom, and looked out the back window and fled. This shirt was given to me by a kind gentleman here. I didn't have time to put a shirt on. I got pants on and just grabbed the dog and fled. Yep. Jumped in the truck, left two vehicles behind and a motorhome.
Now, his place, he says, nearly surrounded by fire. This facility here in Napa, Crosswalk Community Church, is quite crowded. Nurses and doctors are walking through the crowd of an estimated 300 to 400 evacuees, checking their respiration and otherwise consoling them as word spreads of the severity of this series of wind-whipped fires.
I'm here off of Fountain Grove Parkway, which is just east of the downtown area of Santa Rosa, and it's up on a hillside, and there is a large development here of what I presume are luxury homes and some condominiums, and this entire area looks, I hate to say, like a war zone. These homes have been leveled. Other homes are completely engulfed, and CAL FIRE is over there, and they're trying to get these flames knocked down. There are gas lines that are on fire that I can see, and entire rock walls have just toppled over because of the intensity of this heat.
The latest we're picking up is in the community of Glen Ellen in Sonoma County. We have KCBS's Todd Smoot standing by in that area. Todd, tell us what you know.
Well, Stan, things have gone from bad to worse here. They've just announced a mandatory evacuation for the entire community of Glen Ellen. The scene here, if you haven't been to Glen Ellen, it's a small town, sits in a bowl. It's surrounded on three sides by hills. All of those hills have fire on them. Homes have been destroyed. And now the town itself is in danger. I'm now in the Sonoma Developmental Center grounds. And what that is a large facility that houses severely disabled folks. The fire has jumped over to the eastern portion of the facility. So what has happened here is a line of sheriffs and CHP vehicles have pulled over. The officers have jumped out of their cars. I counted at least 12. And they are helping the staff move these folks in their wheelchairs across Arnold Drive up out of the area that is potentially threatened into another group of buildings that are a little bit further to the west.
The Atlas fire continues to threaten and even destroy some Napa Valley wineries. KCBS's Doug Sovereign reports from the fire lines near Yountville with that part of the story.
I'm on Silverado Trail in the Stag's Leap area just outside Yountville, and the fire is still raging out of control here. It is roaring down this ridge from east to west, pushed by these gusting winds. I can feel the heat of it on my arms and my face. You can hear the snap and the crackle as these towering flames just gobble up trees and brush and even some homes on the hillside here above me. They're moving toward the vineyards on the valley floor. The sky is black with choking smoke. The sun is blood red where it pokes through, and the fire has jumped Silverado Trail. There are flames burning in some of the vineyards now down on the valley floor. There are heavy bunches of purple grapes here. They were supposed to be picked this week. The harvest is underway. These are Cabernet Sauvignon, I think, ready to pop. And now they are shrouded in smoke with a backdrop of orange flame visible through the vines. A lot of winery workers have scrambled out of here running for their lives, but a few have come back because the vines and the furrows are acting as a bit of a fire break, slowing the flames in some spots, so they're hoping to salvage things before everything is gone. Jade Barrett is the winemaker at Ladera, which is just up the road here. He cannot believe he's watching the fruit of all his labors go up in smoke.
Surreal. The wind has just kicked up, and all you can see in front of you is burning flames, flames that are moving now here to very little time. I'm thinking it's time to leave.
Let's get out of here. You can feel it. I mean, you can feel it on your arms. You can hear the roar of the flames in there.
Oh, you can feel the warmth for sure. This is crazy, and it's jumped the highway now, so let's pack this up.
Let's get out of here. See you. Take care.
Yeah, this is not safe anymore. We're going to move back away from Silverado Trail. I can see at least one winery here just gone already, up in flames. Sheriff's deputies did roll through a little earlier, ordering everybody to evacuate. Some people have been ignoring that order, but I'm going to need to fall back away from this out-of-control fire coming down from the shoulder on the northwest side of Atlas Peak. In the Stag's Leap area, Napa Valley, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Jeffrey, you're at the Kaiser Permanente Hospital, where they've been moving patients out?
Yeah, for a couple of hours now, Stan. This facility is right off River Road, which is less than a mile away from the main fire and several hundred yards away from a mobile home park that is on fire. They've been bringing people out of here for the past couple of hours, a line of paramedics units coming in and gingerly taking patients out and putting them on gurneys and wheeling them into the back of these units and then heading them south on 101. When I was coming up northbound on 101, there were just dozens of paramedic units that were trying to make their way through traffic, presumably to head down to Novato, where there's a big hospital, and down into Marin General, and who knows after that. Now, I spoke with a gentleman named Ron Dodds. He came up here to check on his uncle. His uncle's okay, but he kind of painted a picture of what's going on up here.
I came to come get my uncle up off the hill, but he's actually out of town, so he's safe. So we came to take a peek. We came up on the parking structure over there to see what was happening, and like I said, the entire mobile home park is ablaze, but the firefighters seem to have it under control at this point. They're at least trying to fight it away from the hospital.
Right, so it's right near the hospital.
It's right behind the hospital.
Right behind the hospital.
Yeah, it looks like hell on earth.
Breaking news on the Bay Area's news station, KCBS.
Chaotic and unprecedented words being used in the North Bay this morning to describe a massive fire situation. The city of Santa Rosa, Susan, apparently the hardest hit.
We're in West Santa Rosa, Rebecca, at the Finley Center. I'm here with Austin, who was evacuated early this morning out of Glen Ellen. Can you tell us the harrowing experience you had?
We had to drive into the flames. There were flames on both sides of the road, right up to the pavement. The wind was blowing over the road. It was like driving through a broiler. You couldn't see anything. Then the smoke got so thick, and you couldn't turn around. We couldn't hit the brakes. We were worried about rear-ending the car in front of us or being rear-ended ourselves. So we all just had to, you know, you couldn't see 5 feet in front of the car. It was so bright. It was nothing but flames. It was like being in a space shuttle re-entering the atmosphere. It was so hot. We looked at each other in the backseat of this car, and we're just like, this might be it. We had nothing to do but just floor it, and you couldn't see anything. It was just nothing but light and smoke, and you just hoped the road was underneath you. Everywhere we looked, every hillside was burning. There were branches and trees falling and embers exploding everywhere, and we couldn't see the car behind us. You could barely see the car ahead of us. Sometimes it would disappear. Sometimes you could see the taillights. And we all got separated and met up about an hour and a half later, but it was nerve-wracking every minute, just hoping the next car showed up, because we were certain almost that somebody wasn't going to make it, but fortunately everybody showed up and was accounted for. It was the scariest thing that ever happened to me.
Behind me to the east, the sky is all orange, created by the flames below, and west of the highway in front of me, a large plume of black smoke. A number of structures overall between Santa Rosa and Calistoga. This is one big fire, and it is stretches that entire distance. A number of structures have been burned or destroyed. We don't have any specific numbers, and there have been injuries, folks. I can't tell you any details about that. I spoke with Amy Head with Cal Fire. She said they're doing the best they can.
We have all sorts of different fire agencies from Sonoma County and all throughout the state, and as you can hear, more are coming in. So this fire and a lot of other fires started almost at the same time last night. So we're battling multiple large major fires.
We're sitting here in a broadcast studio in San Francisco. I've been doing this here for a long time. I have never smelled smoke indoors in San Francisco the way we're all feeling it this morning.
Well, the smell of smoke has been so strong that overnight a lot of people panicked and thought maybe the fire was in their neighborhood when they were in San Francisco.
KCBS reporter Curtis Kim joins us live from downtown Santa Rosa, where many structures are total loss. Curtis?
Well, Rebecca, part of the massive destruction could be summed up at the corner of Fountain Grove Parkway and Mendocino Avenue. On one corner, what used to be the Hilton Hotel, reduced to rubble, and the apartment complex is on the hill behind the structure, still burning. In fact, I can look over and still see the flames. Catty corner to the Hilton Hotel, the Journey's End Mobile Home Park, completely gone. 57-year-old Kathy Johnson woke up this morning to flames. She has lived at the mobile home park for 7 years.
I looked out the window, and the whole area around here was glowing red. And so I woke Frank up and told him, come on, we got to get up. There's fire all around us. They're evacuating us.
Now, most of the mobile home park sits in ruin, totally burned up. And as for the mobile home residents who have been displaced, most of them say they have no idea where they're going to spend the night.
Here's what we do know. 10 people have died thus far, 7 in Sonoma County, 2 in Napa County, and 1 in Mendocino County. Cal Fire's Daniel Berlant says more than a dozen fires have burned roughly 60,000 acres across the northern part of the state.
These fires have been just so fast moving and so dynamic that it's been everything that our firefighters could do just to evacuate and get ahead of the fires to get people out of harm's way.
Streams of people are arriving, among them Nayeli Reyes and her 3 kids and husband.
We've been driving ever since like midnight.
Just driving around.
Driving around. We went all the way to Sevastopol. There was no vacancy anywhere. Went to Petaluma, Runner Park.
Her trunk is filled with toys from her 4-year-old's birthday party, and she's not sure if her Montecito Boulevard apartment building is still standing.
As night fell after a horrific day for many people here in Santa Rosa, the city was placed under a curfew, which means anyone out here on the streets will get stopped by police and could be arrested if they don't leave. It's for people's safety from this huge, out-of-control fire, but also, says Sonoma Sheriff Rob Giordano, to prevent looting.
We've been getting reports of people in the neighborhoods and a couple of possible burglary calls, so we're just starting to field that.
Craig Schwartz is acting chief of the Santa Rosa Police Department. He says they're still at zero containment.
We do still have new fires flaring up within the city, and our officers are continuing to go around and evacuate people.
At least half a dozen vineyards and wineries damaged or destroyed. It's probably a lot more. Up and down the back streets, winery workers watching the flames and smoke, hoping the wind doesn't shift their way, evacuating as necessary, but trying to hang on and protect their land as long as possible. Shane Price works at Odette Estate, watching with tears in his eyes as the flames descend toward the Cabernet grapes still on the vines.
I have this cut on my hand right here. You can tell my harvest hands are nuts. I'm working like crazy hours, and literally my blood went into the wine and sweat and tears and everything, so I hope it's still there.
He wanted to run across a neighboring vineyard to get back to his because sheriff's deputies had closed the road, but with the fire bearing down on us, we made the mutual decision that that was probably not the best idea, so all he could do was watch and wait and hope.
Near Bennett Valley Golf Course, people with horse trailers stood by to help. One hill had a clear view of the flames snaking along ridges of Annadel State Park and a sinister glow in the smoke below it.
I watched it most of the evening, and you could see the flames licking the sky. I mean, the flames were going up to about 100, 200 feet in the air, and it was coming fast.
300 animals are now being housed here at the old fairgrounds as flames have forced them from their fields and home stalls.
So large animals, horses, we have alpacas, we have pigs, chickens, goats, sheep, cattle.
That is volunteer Stephanie Gomes, who says the animals are coming from
Green Valley, Fairfield area, Now, like I said, we're getting from Napa, some coming from Sonoma.
There's an old racetrack area and livestock barn area, 1,000 stalls. Don Morrison is an owner of our ranch and had 58 horses brought here.
The amount of volunteers is mind-blowing because the first night when I was here Monday, we had nothing. We didn't have shovels, we had no rakes, we had no buckets to give them water. And look at that. I mean, it's just a mountain of supplies. You walk over, you get whatever you need now.
There are a lot of teenagers here. American Canyon football team helping to lift hay bales. Such a wonderful example of community coming together.
Water!
Unloading supplies here at American Canyon High School.
Every food, supplies, everything.
And where's this coming from?
Costco, other stores.
They've donated it?
Yeah.
This facility here is set up to host anybody from Calistoga or even anybody in the Napa Valley area.
American Canyon City Council member David Oro.
We are working closely with the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and the Office of Emergency Services.
We feel good that we're helping, but we feel bad for all the families that have been displaced. Some are here that haven't even been evacuated. They're just, the smoke is so bad. A lot of elderly people in here are from St. Helena.
I'm Donna Hardy.
Along with friend Merle Patton.
My daughter called this morning and she said, Mom, what is your plan?
I've had a couple heart attacks over the years, but I have one chamber that's totally shot.
My husband died in 2014, and I wanted to make sure that I had some memories, things like his bronze baby shoes.
Really?
I mean, yes, I've got those in the car.
In American Canyon, Scott Letiri, KCBS.
There's a rain of fine gray ash falling over the hills around Calistoga where the smoke is thick and choking. The fire is still burning, leaving a hopscotch trail of destruction in its wake. Linda Scheibel did not evacuate. The fire spared her property, but a half mile away, her sister-in-law and niece were not so lucky. She woke them in a panic as the flames bore down.
They had to drive through the fire. It literally, we called them at 2 a.m. They got out. Literally with their lives.
Scheibel's home is a mess of ashes and debris, but it's standing. She's overwhelmed by the last 2 days.
And I've got a pregnant daughter who was due the night of the fire at Kaiser. So that was evacuated. So she's back here. So, yeah.
She got evacuated when they evacuated Kaiser. Where did she go?
She's here now. She's back home, and we're going to go to Kaiser at Vacaville.
Luckily, she did not go into labor yet. Scheibel already survived the Lake County fire in 2015, and now this?
We lost two houses 2 years ago, one within a month of the other. And I thought, three strikes, that's it. I'm out of California, seriously.
In Calistoga, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
People who live on Atlas Peak Road in Napa, near where the largest of this week's wildfires erupted, are finally getting back in today to see what's left of their homes. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign joins us live from Atlas Peak with one family's heartache. Doug?
Rebecca, Heather Tiffy is sifting through the ruins of her parents' home here at 1871 Atlas Peak Road, hoping to find her mom's jewelry or something that survived this inferno.
Anything that hopefully maybe something of sentimental value that happened to get hidden under something would be fantastic. There's 20 plus years of memories here that be nice to salvage something.
This two-story Italian villa was incinerated. Nothing left but the terracotta roof tiles and a mountain of rubble and ash. Her dad, Brian, a lawyer, lost 4 decades of work.
I had a fire safe. It split open from the heat. It actually, the metal at the corner cracked. Consequently, the heat, if even no flames, just vaporized everything inside it.
Nails exploded out of the frame of the house. They're stuck in the melted pavement like darts. The engine block of his truck is a puddle of melted aluminum. Brian was taking his grandkids, Heather's kids, home at the time of the fire. He walked back in against orders to save his sleeping wife and their dog.
They're just swirling tornadoes of fire, and that's what he walks through.
Brian says he's no hero. Heather, of course, says he is. She's grateful both her parents survived, even though so much of her childhood is gone.
It's the memories that are attached to the things. A song came on the other day that I used to play on their piano because I grew up, that's the piano I learned on. And so that was a kind of a moment, it's not the piano itself. Who cares about the piano? It's all those memories and my mom asking me to play.
Moonlight Sonata was the song. One she says she will never hear again without thinking of her father's heroics and the heartbreak in all this rubble. Live on Atlas Peak Road in Napa, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Thank you, Doug.